Someone asked you what the story with French fries that you buy in a Fleischig restaurant. Do you have to wait 6 hours after eating those French fries before you have dairy? Why do we wait 6 hours, or why do many people wait 6 hours between meat and dairy? There are basically two reasons given. Rashi in Chulin Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph says that you have to wait between eating meat and milk because of the Mishum de Basar Motzi Shuman, because there's some fatty taste from the meat. V'hu nidbak bepeh, remains in the mouth. U'marech betamo, and the taste, the fleishig, the meat taste remains in your mouth for an extended period of time. So therefore, you have to wait before that taste is no more, after you eat meat, before dairy. And the Rambam is concerned about something else. The Rambam in Hilchos Machos Asuros Perek Tes Halacha Chav Ches. So there he says the issue is Bipnei HaBasar Shel Beit HaShinayim. He's concerned about the meat that might be between your teeth. And so it's significant for 6 hours, after 6 hours, that we're not concerned about meat that might be between your teeth. So you have two different reasons why we wait between meat and milk. And the Gemara, and there's a debate about how long you have to wait. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph tells a statement of Mar Ukva. He says, "Ana laha milsa chala bar chamra lagabi abba. I'm like vinegar compared to wine next to my father. Dilu abba, when it came to my father, ki hava achel bisra ha'idna lohava achel gvina ad lamachor ad hashta. When my father would eat meat today, he wouldn't eat dairy until the next day, a whole 24 hours. Ve'iluana, but I, bahasu dasa hu delo achil. Na, lisu dasa achrisa achilda. I wouldn't, if I eat meat during this meal, I wouldn't eat dairy during this meal, but eat it in the next meal. So it's not clear from this Gemara, does that mean that you'd have to wait all the way until the next meal, or only when you finish your meal, then potentially you can eat dairy? This is a much shorter time. Whether it's the reason because of the taste remaining in your mouth, or because of the potential meat that's between your teeth, you have to wait all the way until the next meal or shortly after your first meal. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Siman Pei Tes Seif Aleph cites the view of the Rambam, who says that you need to wait 6 hours. And he says that even after 6 hours, if there's meat between your teeth, you have to remove it. And then the Ramah writes, well, some say you only have to wait, that you can eat immediately after. If you finished your meal, then you can eat right after. If you rinse your mouth out, you wash your hands. And then he says, the Ramah then writes, the minag apashut, the minag in our communities is to lahamti nachar chilas abasa shah achas, to wait 1 hour after eating meat, v'ochlin achar kvita, then we eat cheese. And then he says, but you should bench after eating meat because you want it to be like two different meals. But then, so he goes on. The long Ramah seems to say you can eat dairy right away or wait an hour. But then the very last line of the Ramah, v'yesh medaktikim lahamtim shei sha'os achar achilas bas l'gvida. There are some who are precise to wait 6 hours after eating meat before eating cheese. V'chein nachon l'chalasos. And it's proper to do that. And the Shach writes, "Chein roi lasas l'chol mishiyesh reach bo reach Torah." Anyone who has a scent of Torah should wait 6 hours between meat and dairy. Okay. So when it comes to French fries, so what are we concerned about? We're concerned about French fries in a Fleischig restaurant. Maybe there's some oil that maybe you use to cook with meat, and so maybe has some meat taste. Maybe use similar kalim, has some, the kalim maybe are fleishigs. Do you have to wait 6 hours because of these potential concerns? So the Rabbah writes in Simon Peites Saif Gibel, Vishuman shel basar dino kebasar atzvo. The fat of meat is like the meat itself, and you have to wait 6 hours after the fat of meat, just like meat. You also have to wait 6 hours after having something that was cooked with meat, just like with meat itself. And you shouldn't breach this fence. So what that would mean is, let's say you could have chicken soup. So, and you only had the broth. Let's say there was no chicken. You made chicken soup and you got rid of all the chicken. So there's only broth, no chicken. So there's a chumrah, there's a stringency that we don't have cheese. We wait the 6 hours even after something that was cooked with meat. So the chicken soup, the water, the liquid, the broth was cooked with chicken. So then we wait 6 hours even if there's no meat itself. But other than that, the French fries are not cooked with fleishiks. The Rama writes, "Miu im ein basar betafshis." There's no meat in the pot, in the cooked food. Rakshani special bikderisha basar, but just cooked with a pot, a fleishik pot. Motir lechol achro gvida ve'bol minhag lahachber. You can eat cheese afterwards. You don't have to be strict. So what that means is, if you have, unless you know for sure, if you ask the people in the restaurant, they tell you like what is probably common. They make the French fries separately. Could there be some oil, some taste of meat maybe getting in? Maybe. So I wouldn't eat the French fries together with dairy, but I would not have to wait 6 hours between eating the French fries from a fleishig restaurant and dairy. Again, if I had liquid that was cooked together with meat, then I'd wait 6 hours after that. But that's not the case with your classic French fries that you buy at a fleishig restaurant.